New Seed brings local growers golden opportunities for producing profit on their fields. We offer proven sunflower hybrids for every field and every market, available with herbicide-tolerant traits and downy mildew resistance. Also, new canola genetics with advanced herbicide tolerance for commodity markets, or a New Seed Omega-3 canola production contract can provide growers with even more golden opportunities. For more information about New Seed products and golden opportunities, go to newseed.com and be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, back in the North Dakota Corn Council studio, back to normal, back to a Friday afternoon with Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish Department outreach biologist, reaching out on the radio.
I think your back to normal is like is abnormal, so abnormal is now normal, so you're calling this a normal Friday. There's not a lot of normal. There's one good Friday. And mixed in between a bunch of abnormal Fridays, Mick.
51 other ones, yeah. And next week, I'll be gone again on the Farm Talk Spring Planting Tour. Looking forward to that.
Good.
Monday in Huron, Tuesday at the Thunder Seed Offices, and then Wednesday, Grafton, Thursday, Langdon, Friday, Devil's Lake. So,
wow. So you're going to go to Devil's Lake via Huron through Langdon and Grafton.
Yes.
That's impressive.
Well, hey, there are guys in the field. They're driving tractors back and forth, doing something.
Yeah.
Creating drain holes out of their fields.
I'm looking forward to you going out there because I always enjoy, you were out in Washington, D.C. last weekend.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
You had, like, people talk about whatever it was like the 1927 Yankees in their lineup. But, I mean, you had from Tom Vilsack to John Hoven, and I mean, you just had a star studded. Lucky for them that they got to visit with you and all your listeners.
In one day, yeah. 1 hour, it was Wednesday last week on Farm Talk. Yeah, the Secretary of Agriculture, the Secretary of Transportation, and the Administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. So, yeah, it was a good week. It was an exhausting week. Two words describe my trip to Washington, D.C. Sleep deprived.
I bet.
For an old guy, that's tough.
And you're not an old guy.
Okay.
And I don't want to have to remind you that a lot of things in life are just numbers, and you don't let numbers define you. Like,
correct.
Prosperity isn't just a number in the bank. I tell the women, and this is, I mean, sometimes we get into philosophies and life and stuff, but I try to tell the women in my life, and you've got many women in your life too. Don't ever let a number define you.
Okay.
My wife your age.
You mean like how many purses they have?
Right.
Okay.
That's one thing where we differ. And then I was like, don't let the number on a scale define you. You're not defined by your weight. You're not defined by your age. So when you say you call yourself an old guy, man, I know a lot of young guys that wish that they could do what you do and as well as you do. Because I'm just sitting here thinking of when you went from Pete Buttigieg, or what? I'm just an old German pronouncing some of these names, but all those administrators, top level cabinet offices for the United States of America, and the next thing you know, you're going to be bringing us the people on the ground turning the dirt from Huron to Langdon and Grafton and everywhere in Devil's Lake and everywhere in between, Mick.
So, yeah, and the old phrase is farmers feeding the world. So we go from cabinet-level people on Farm Talk to cupboard level.
Cabinet to the cupboard. Do you remember that hat? And this was maybe like a 70s hat. And I apologize if it was specific to somebody's brand or agency, but I remember Dad had like kind of an orange cap. And it was a summer hat, so it had the airflow through it. It had a patch, like maybe on the front, that said, "Farming is everybody's bread and butter."
Yeah.
Do you remember that hat?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that. In fact, it lingered into the 80s.
Yeah. There was a lot. I can't remember who it was either.
Yeah.
Whoever it was. It was a good motto or a logo that they used back then.
Well, hey, sounds like something this administration ought to say, you know?
Gosh. So. Now more than ever.
Yeah.
Now more than ever.
So, I might not be old. You're not old either. You're a lot less not old. I mean, a lot more not old. I'm sorry. But I haven't ever in my life gone paddle fishing. I would like it to be on my bucket list.
Yeah.
But so it lasted, what, 6 days? Or how long did it last?
Well, here's the thing. If you've never been a paddle fish snagger, mm-hmm. You're not going to be doing it this year because this year is wrapping up. Paddlefish are a prehistoric fish. They're big. You know, a lot of times they're in that 40 to 50 pound range. I think our state record is somewhere around like 140 pounds. So they're only found in like the big river basins, your Missouri and some of the, I think my geography is going to struggle. I think does the Ohio River dump into the Missouri? It's in the big rivers and their big tributaries.
Yeah, Ohio jumps into the Mississippi.
Okay, yep.
And the Missouri dumps into the Mississippi.
Yep. So the Mississippi River, the Missouri River, the Ohio River, there might be some other, but you find these big fish in big waterways. Mm-hmm. And that's really kind of, you know, one of the mantras of you want big fish, you go to big water. I mean, the biggest fish are found in the ocean. I mean, it's a you know, pretty simple biological equation there. So the paddlefish are found in the Missouri River, the Yellowstone River, and we have a limited paddlefish season in the confluence area out by Williston. And, you know, you talk about the spring planting tour of, you know, from Huron and to Devil's Lake and Langdon and Grafton and everywhere in between, we have people from across the region that travel to the confluence, the Yellowstone, the Missouri River up by Williston, because that's the only place in North Dakota you can legally snag them. They have a snagging mm-hmm. season in South Dakota. I'm not sure the specifics on, you know, when and how that takes place. I would guess
it's Chris Hull's job.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, get him to work. I always enjoyed listening to him on the radio too. But and that season is so highly managed because they're a prehistoric fish. When we hit 1,000 fish, kind of a cap, which we did last Sunday, we shut down the snag and take. Now, if you want to snag and release, you've got through Sunday. You've got through this weekend.
Okay.
If you already have a tag, we're not going to be issuing any new tags, but if you had bought a tag saying, hey, you know, the season, you know, supposed to go through the end of May, well, the conditions that we have, which is hard for people to fathom right now, if you talk about like low water in Lake Oahe or lower flows in the Yellowstone, the Missouri, a lot of the moisture and the precipitation that we had has all been like mid-basin. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like winter snowpack in the mountains. So the flows from the Yellowstone, the Missouri, you know, locally from Newtown to Garrison, down through Bismarck and Mobridge and down, those have a lot of local flows coming in. But in such big systems like that, it depends much more on the mountain snowpack. Mm-hmm. And we've had lower flows in the Yellowstone, which made advantage snaggers. And the snagging season closed down, the snag and take season closed down last Sunday. It's a snag and release going on through this Sunday, Mick.
A technicality here. Snagging is catching.
Yeah.
But catching is not snagging.
Yeah. And the mindset is these are big filter feeders. So you don't put a schmelt or a worm on a hook to catch these.
Or a jig.
Yeah. You're not using a shad wrap, a crankbait. You're using a big, like a treble hook. And so you're not baiting them in. It's almost like an opportunity. It's a right place at the right time. You cast it out there. You crank it in and you snag them in the back. You snag them. So you're catching them via snag.
Mm-hmm.
And in other fishing, you're catching them via jig, catching them via crank, catching them via trolling.
So it's not catch and release.
Right.
It is snag and release.
Snag and release.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Snag and release. That's and that's one of the things that makes this such a, I don't want to say, it's a spotlight species. It's not a trophy. They're huge. They're big. But that kind of puts a word on, you know, diminishing the value of a 40-pound fish, a 50-pound fish. When you catch a paddlefish, it's a trophy. It's sure. It really is, no matter what the size is. And we have people that have been going there for decades and for generations, And it, you know, it's one of them things where, you know, you think about South Dakota and you think about pheasants, you think about Minnesota. The Minnesota Fishing Opener is happening on Saturday morning at 12:01 a.m. So, you know, we're closing down a paddlefish season. They're opening up a fishing season in Minnesota at 12:01 on Saturday morning. It's just really kind of a fun time of year, Mick.
And the mosquitoes aren't bad yet.
Yet.
I haven't seen a wood tick. I'm sure they're out there.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people are.
I did talk to some friends in Bismarck, and they found a wood tick.
They got the WTs out there.
Yep.
So, yeah, it is a great time to be outdoors. The river levels are high. Lake levels are high. In fact, have jumped, a couple of feet since last year's drought. That's wonderful.
Right. Again, if your cropland is flooded in Devil's Lake and has been for 30 years, it's not great. But for a lot of the fishing industries, the water levels, if I read right last week, they've come up about 2 feet, mm-hmm. and they possibly could come up 2 feet more. What that does is, for the fishing and the angling and the tourism industry, the motels and the restaurants, is it provides better access for Devil's Lake. Again, you know, you and I don't control the rain, so you just deal with it. But that's the reality of what all this moisture and precipitation, it's going to help out in Lake Oahe, where our low water boat ramps. So we've got regular boat ramps. When we've got high water, we've got ramps, and we've got low water. And when we put in some more water into the system in Lake Oahe, that's going to help things out. So again, you look for a little bit of a silver lining. There is. It's hard to find, but there is a little silver lining out there, Mick.
All right. Well, so the paddle fishing, the Minnesota Fishing Opener, turkeys are done.
They're going to be done. That's a good one. Our turkey season is wrapping up this weekend. Our spring snow goose season is wrapping up this weekend. We also, we've set our deer season. So we've got our deer applications out there. In fact, if you want, we can maybe take a break and dig in a little bit deeper on the North Dakota deer season. We got that set with the tags and all that stuff.
All right. As they would say in Manitoba, reasons to get oot in a boot.
Yes.
All right, I think they say that like that.
Close. You can ask them next week.
All right, in Langdon. So, all righty. Hey, we're going to take a break, come back. It's Doug Lear, Farm Talk, right after this.